Many blessings to all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 11, 8 to 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to 10. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Our theme for reflection is embracing the adventure of faith. Embracing the adventure of faith. Imagine standing at the edge of a vast, unexplored forest. You don't have a map, but you have been promised that something incredible awaits you on the other side. Would you step into the unknown? This is the essence of living by faith. Many of us love a good adventure, while others prefer the safety of the familiar. Yet life often calls us into uncharted territory. Whether it is moving to a new country, starting a new job, or simply trying something out of our comfort zone, these moments challenge us to trust in a plan we can't see. Abraham's story is the ultimate adventure tale. Called by God to leave his home without a clear destination, Abraham took a leap of faith. He did not have a roadmap, but he had something more powerful: trust in God's promise. This was not a blind leap into the dark, but a step towards a magnificent inheritance, a city designed and built by God Himself. My dear friends, just like Abraham, we find ourselves facing unknown paths. Whether we are navigating life in a foreign land, making strides in new ventures, or adjusting to unfamiliar environments, we learn that stepping into the unknown is not reckless when we are following God's call. It is the path to discovering where we truly belong in the grand design of a life built by God. Abraham's journey teaches us that faith means taking action, trusting that God's plans are far better than our comfort zones. It is about believing that the adventures God has for us will lead to places where we will see His promises fulfilled, even if we start with no clear view of the end. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, can you recall a time when you stepped into an unknown situation because you felt it was where you needed to be despite the uncertainties? Number two, how does Abraham's journey inspire you to trust in God's guidance even when the next steps in your life seem unclear? Dear God, thank you for the adventurous journey of faith you invite us into. Like Abraham, help us to trust in your promises and guidance even when we cannot see the path ahead. Give us the courage to step out of our comfort zones, knowing that you are leading us to places where we will experience your grace and fulfillment. Teach us to embrace the unknown with faith, trusting that you are the architect of our lives, designing a future filled with hope and promise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.